So you reach a point in the sugya where it's almost like so far 0 for 2. And now we're about to try and embark upon a third possibility to try to understand how in the world Chesed Gimel Shalom works. So we spent a lot of time in the first sugya talking about something to do with the Shohamua, doing a quick show of what we were talking about back then. Then we got to the beginning of this again. We talked a lot about the robes. I'm still not sure what we're talking about. And now all of a sudden, Rabbi makes it about face. And Rabbi talks to us a new language, a whole different new language about what Chesed Gimel Shalom is all about. And Rabbi starts talking about Elam Rava Shasa Kamaisa Lakab. Elam Rava Shas, same story. Shasa Kamaisa Mizdari Nishbishtari, Tarite Vitlos Mizdari, Pfela Mizdari. Rabbi says everything we thought about Chazaka seems to disappear. The engine that's driving Chesed Gimel Shalom is a reality. We just came to this understanding that for 1 year, a person is expected to hold on to his documents. And for 2 years, 3 years, after a certain point, the 3 full years have passed, you cannot hold a person responsible to hold on to the shtaris anymore. And therefore, this is the following tentara that emerges. I come to you, and again, every case of my coming to you, I have a cheskes avos, I have a cheskes, Cheses Markama, I don't have a Cheses Markama, so what am I doing? Who am I talking to exactly? So we all know that I've been the owner of this field for the last 50 years. All of a sudden, you're sitting on the field. So I come to you, and you've been sitting on the field for 6 months, and I say, well, it's my field, right? And you say, you claim, I bought it from you. So I say to you, where's the shtar? And you say, I don't have it. You lose. Because within 3 years, you're supposed to have the shtar. And to coin that phrase of where's the shtar, use the Aramaic term, ach mishtarcha. Show me the shtar. Where is it? Where's the shtar? You don't have a shtar. It doesn't look right. So 1 year, ach mishtarcha, you go packing. 2 years, you've been sitting already 3 full years on the ground, on this karka. I say to you, no, what are you doing here? And you claim you bought it. And I said, where's the shtar? He said, where's the shtar? Where are your phone bills from 1926? Where's the shtar? Where's my shtar? What happens? You win the dinner. So everything I just said is emes lamitay. The first 3 years, I have a good time achri shtarcha. After 3 years, I don't have a good time of achri shtarcha. But why in the world does the absence of my taina of achri shtarcha, why does that give you the feel? Based on what choyach in halacha do you have? I have a chesed barakama. You have edim, you have a rov, you have a chesed. What do you have that entitles you to the field? All you have is explaining to me that you don't have to find the shtar from 25 years ago. Well, how does that prove? That doesn't prove anything. That's the age-old kasha. It's in the stage of the Gemara. So the Ktzais was bothered with this kasha, like those before him, those after him. And the Ktzais started searching around for an answer to this kasha. And the Ktzais discovered a Ramban, or at least what he thought the Ramban said. So the Ktzais discovered a Ramban a little bit later on in the Perek. What number is it on the Maamar Kevus? Five. Says the Ramban, the underlying part, the time of the Chazaka, Lam Nishum is the Hue Didei B'l'chud. Obviously, it's not the being careful or careless with the shtar that carries the day. It's pashut like that, as it's always pointed out, because what's the Koyach Haraya? Ela Kevin the High Shosik Regalayim Ladovar. That's the line, Ramban just said it. From the fact that the person was Shosik, the original owner, the supposed Meicher, hasn't opened up his mouth for some time, there's a Regalayim Ladovar. It's too long of a phrase for us. So we use the words that we're more familiar with. What does Regalayim Ladovar really mean? What does Reglayim Ladovar mean? Rove, it's likely. Reglayim Ladovar means it's Reglayim. It's probably that way. It's likely that way. So we call it a rove. Call it a rove. Come on, Reglayim Ladovar. Call it a rove. So Ramban said, it's Reglayim Ladovar. It's a rove that probably what happened, probably the sale did take place. Now this is eerily familiar to what? What? To what Rove said 5 lines before. When Rava first formulated, after Shua Niskal, Shua Niskal went to Ushan and disappeared, right? So after that, Homa Halach disappeared. We went back to the drawing board, and Rava said, well, most people are not so quiet for 3 years, and let people eat their fruit. And therefore, there's a rove that probably belongs to him. And rove is the koach, that's the engine that's driving this chesed gimel shanim. Again, with our different nuances, whether this is SAR days, whether this rove is a good enough rove for Tosfos Sanhedrin, but it's a good enough rove for a chayodom, but it's a good enough rove because only going to chesed markam, or sheishpatz kodesh zayin. Okay, that was last sugya, not last, the first half of the sugya. But Rava in the last mahalach before he changed gears was talking the language of rove. And now Rava's might be dealing talking the language of rove. That's the Zayshet and Rama. They're about the same shot in Rava now, here and now of Rava. So Rava's still talking the language of rove. It has to be that way because otherwise there's no kayach, there's no raya. So it's rove. So what is the Gemara talking about 3 years? What does 3 years have to do with anything? The Rabban continues. Ella shebesach shel shalosh amina le lemachzik ach vishtorcha. But even though the machzik has a rove, if it's within 3 years, what's the problem? There's a reyusah in the rove. There's a problem in the rove. The problem in the rove is where is the shtar? So now, what do you have? If I had to draw this on the board now, what would I have? What do I have fighting against each other? You won't believe this. Okay, we have to take all this. Very often, it's not even in the middle of Asra. It's very often you have people screaming at each other. But the job of learning a sugya is to understand what are the halachic principles that they're expressing. That these two guys are being told on the Ratzim. They never open up Shesh Bais in their lives. I don't know what they're saying. But we have to read in as the as the Dayanim sitting on the case. What is the koyach of what they're saying? So when the machzik is saying, I've been here for the last couple of years and you haven't opened up your mouth, what is he really saying? The Rabban used the phrase, but we like our phrase. Just I was eating grapes right before the shiur. Chatzanim. Mazag, something right here. Okay. So, what was the machzik timing? But he says, what do you mean? I've been here for the last few years, you haven't opened up your mouth. What halachic principle is he really saying?
Rove.
He's saying, we're glad with Dover, i.e. slash Rove. What's the Markama's response? Where's your shtar? What is that? Namely, what he's doing. He's just yelling, where's your shtar? I don't see your shtar. What's he really saying?
Rove is not a Rove.
The Rove is not a Rove. Why is the Rove not a Rove? The Rove is Gevaldik arrive. It's a Meiritik arrive that people, the Rove hasn't
problem
been touched.
With your Rove.
What?
It's a problem with your Rove because you don't have the shtar in the third year.
So why does that undermine the rove? The rove is true. The rove is true that people don't... What was the original rove? The rove was, psychologically, people don't let people sit and eat their fruit and not scream unless they sold it. So the rove is MS. What's the problem?
There's another rove
that says something different. So it's not that we're undermining the rove. We're attacking the rove. The rove is very, very strong. So you have one rove in one corner, and then I have another rove. What's the other rove? Ach v'shtarcha is a rove. You know what the rove is? Most people who buy fields have the documentation for the first couple of years. And the fact that you don't have the documentation, the rove is now pointing in a direction that you probably what? Actually probably did. I don't want to be so not nice. But I did not buy that field, i.e. you sold the field. So Rabbi said, what's really going on, says the Rabban, in the last lines of Rava, is there are contradictions of Rav. Here the Dayanim, the Jayim's job is to get to Emes. That's the job. We have to get to Emes. So the Torah Kedeshah gives us clone. How do you get to Emes? So Apishtai made them Yachim Dover. That's a gewaltig way to get to Emes. Problem is there's no Edim here. So another way to get to Emes is using Rav. How rove works in the Nirmamanus, that's the old kasha. Not we have to repeat that again. We just did it 5 minutes ago. So rove is going to work here if we have a rove. So the answer is we do have a rove, but we have a contradictory rove. So now we have two roves that cancel each other out. When the two roves cancel each other out, what happens? You're left with what? With zero. There's only one person who has any say in the matter, and that is the Chesed Bar Kama. That's exactly why he gets the field back. That's what's happening, says the Ramban. That's why Rava, on the one hand, talks about the 3 years. The 3 years are critical, says the Ramban, because it's the 3 years that shift whether there's a Rov Achishtarcha. After 3 years, that Rov of Achishtarcha undermining his taina doesn't exist anymore, because people don't hold on to the shtar for so long. And therefore, the one Rov that does exist, that the stomach of the guy sold, or else he would have been Moicha, that's the only Rov that carries a day. And that Rov beats out the Chesed Barakama. So that's how the sukkah is lining up now, says the Ramban. It's a Rov against the Rov. In one corner, you got the Rov of nobody sits around unless people eat fruit. On the other hand, is hey, where's the shtar? Achishtarcha. That's what's happening in the sugya, says the Ramban. So, Rabbi said, I'm going to ask you an interesting question.
Are we saying in the period just before the 3 years that there's a rove that nobody lets somebody sit around
and pick your food? Wait, hold on. So, I want to fine tune what the Ramban just said. How many years, or how many minutes for that matter, must transpire before we can safely say that this rov now exists, that most people do not sit and let somebody eat fruit without being moicha? How long does that take for that rov to kick in? What do our studies say? So we know that originally, what did Rava say? It took 3 years. Because originally, Rav had no other way to explain where 3 years came from. What was the source of 3 years? Where did it come from? What was the significance of 3 years? Before Rav realized anything about Ach V'shtarcha, the plus Sharm is Darinchi, obviously the number 3 must have been part of that original Rav of being determining, was there, was he being mapped or not being mapped? The minute that Rav changes tunes and says, no, you misunderstood the requirement of 3 years. The 3 years is simply a way to measure whether the Marakama also has a rove, to counteract this rove. At what point in time does the rove of the Machzi kick in? When does it kick in?
Right away.
It kicks in right away. Like Mehecha Taisa takes 3 years. What does it take 3 years for? Fish take that in the 3 years. That's the passion what the Ramban just said. That's what the Ramban just said. Oh, should be Tarshem. Came in the high shasik with glaim ledover. When? Now. Immediately. High shasik with glaim ledover. Ella, Bishop, Messiah, Shalom, Shamin, and Laye, you were Shay, Sagay, you got a rope. Lost the rope from today till tomorrow, but I have a contradictory rope. So, Rabbi Say, something radically changed now between Rava's first beer and Rava's second beer. Up until now, we were going with the engine that's driving as the rope, but we thought that the rope takes 3 years to come into existence. Now Rava is backpedaling and saying, no, the rove is still the engine driving the sugya, but the rove happens immediately. The chison in the rove is the fact that's offset by another rove. That's how to read, that's how the choice says, that's what the Ramban meant. Not everyone buys into this choice, but this is the pashas what the Ramban meant. So this is an eye opener.
Read it?
Yeah.
Would there still have to be some sort of line, though? Meaning, like, if a person came on once and ate and you didn't say anything, is that already, according to this, that's already
Ramban
enough?
Ramban says it. We don't know where, other than between once and twice.
Right.
Yeah. I think he's
just responding.
Rava's
responding to the
day. Oh, so Ellie said enough. Ellie said, no. We went overboard over here. We went way beyond where we had to go. Kuliyamala Pligi, the psychology of Machot didn't change. Of course, normal guys, regular, like Eli Fink kind of guys, regular, Sam, regular, normal, chaver, nice, pleasant people, they're not generally moiche, right away. They do let people give him a little break. The guy's hungry, needs a couple of apples for it, once, twice, three times. Let him eat the apples. Oh, man, ishkafelo. Rava was coming, Lafuki Abaye. Abaye said, what about the Baal Yoshim guys, the tough guys? For them, Chazaka should be right away, because for them, the fact that they weren't Meicha Zariah Brura. So for that, Rabbi had to throw in the fact of Ach V'shtarcha. That's what Ellie's saying, right? Yeah. But Le'olam, for the Hamon Am, 3 years is a dual role. 3 years is the point of where we assume the first role comes, and 3 years is the point where we don't have the contradictory role. So you have a Chavit to the Nesivus read the Ramban. 100%. Nesivus read the Ramban this way. But for our purposes, we're going to present the Ketzos. We have a Raya from Rishonim later on. Ketzos is Emes Epshat in the but there's another Rishon that quotes this idea, and it's pretty befarish like the Ketzos.
That doesn't fix the issue of Nesad the Brecha Shirim, though.
No, because the end of the day, the din's going to be the same. At the end of the day, nothing's happening until the end of 3 years. It's true that there are different people have different shurim in terms of their machah, but since achvishtarcha is a reality for everybody, achvishtarcha is always the standard of 3 years, lemaisa would never give, you the karka until after 3 years. So that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Tuxos
is saying that the rov of the shtaros and other rov have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, nothing to do with each other. The two roves. One's the rove of sizing up what a person's mentality is about yubi machos, and the other is a rove of how careless people are with their shtaros. It just happens to be that one rove is not pointing in the direction that it belongs to the machzik, and the other rove is pointing in the direction it belongs to the markam. So you have a clash of roves, so the game's over. Okay. So comes the Rosh, and most probably disagrees with this Rambam. I'll tell you why there's a key word the Rosh uses that proves that he disagrees with this Ramban's theory of all chasidim shor. I remember we always have trouble with this because we learn about Bavas, it's so hard to pin down their ices. But based on everything I just presented to you, the name of the Ramban, at the end of the day, in Beis Din Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, in the pure world of their ices, they did mamonos. If the 3 years, you get the field or not? Ruvain was the Chazmarkama, Shimon sitting there for 3 years.
Shimon gets the field.
Shimon gets the field. I want to know, how about Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu working with only Svaras Deraisas, would he come to that same conclusion or not? What's the answer according to the Ramban?
Rove.
Absolutely. Because you look at the Chumash, you look at Ram Mahatas. Is a rov. He would have to do a little study. He'd have to do a little bit of sociology, a little bit of human psychology, and take a little bit to figure out. We'd have to be certain that we have all our numbers right in all these roves, because you have roves, you count the roves, get them roves, the shmenim roves. But at the end of the day, we would come to the Moshe Rabbeinu, come to the same conclusion that we're coming to, because rove is the engine that's driving Chesed Gemushon. So the Rosh says, I don't want to say a bad word, but I think you all know what I mean. The Rosh uses one word that is proof positive that he's not going down the route of the Ramban. What's the one word he uses? Rabban. Chacham. There's Chanukah. The Rabban. If you say the word the Rabban, then you're not talking Matan, Shofar, and Tefillin. You're talking Chanukah and Purim until Yom Kippur. You're talking a different language. I mean, I'm not minimizing the significance of the Rabban. Hechad Tzivan. Also, I got it. But it's a different categorization, halacha. So comes the Rosh in the underline. So the Rosh skips the first whole Chayusha, and the Rosh skips the first Bahalach of Rava, gets straight to the punchline. Last 2 weeks of Shia just went up in smoke. Omer Rava, Shasa Kamaisi Mizdar Inish Bishtari Taik the Mizdar Tlas Mizdar Tel Mizdar Tiklu Chachamim Shem Yavi Eidim Shachar Shalashana Bishayfi Sheintak Laharishtari Yaser. What did the Rosh say? And the Ketzel's popular Rosh, people could have just missed this Rosh. But the Ketzel's popular Rosh, this Rosh, the first Ketzel, the very beginning, Nuchas Cheses Kakos, says the Ketzel, he believes Ebes Lamita, like the Rosh says, not like the Ramban. None of what I said before is right. There's a rose, flying rose, this rose flying, that rose flying, rose flying in all directions. Says, come on! You wonder if Cheses Kibushan works? Chazal had their hands down. They got to come up with some kind of a system to be able to prove that I bought land. Otherwise, I was going to have to hold on to shtaros forever and ever and ever. It's like tochid never because as it is, my basement's full of junk from Deiri Deiris. I said, I had more shtaros and more shtaros and more shtaros. So there reaches a point, Yish Gvul B'Dovor, Chum had to make some kind of a takhana. Otherwise, every chesed comes, going to win the other void. So they looked at patterns of people, and they said, a couple of years, it's normal. After a few years, it's not normal for shtaros anymore. And therefore, although Minha Torah, there's no raya that you bought the field. Remember the Ketzel's kasha, where's the raya? What's the answer? There is no raya. But with the Rabban, Kaktiklu Chacham. So Chacham made a series of different takanas to have this halacha work properly. They made life really, really easy for the machzik. They said, listen, hang in there for 3 years, get yourself Aiden for 3 years, and you're going to get the field. You don't have to hold on to the shtar. On the other hand, they felt really bad for the Bar Kama, because it's opening up the Pesach for unscrupulous individuals, just move into houses and just hang around there for long enough. So what did they tell the Bar Kama to do? Just be meicha. So just register a complaint. Just send in a complaint to Beisdin and show that the 3 years will start kicking off. Every 3 years, remember to update your get a booster complaint in every couple of months. And it'll be good. What's the problem? What's the big deal? So therefore, they made almost like a dual set of takanas. Most of the Rambam's takanas were like that. That min ha-Torah, the Torah's interpretation of the world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is perfect, but people are not so perfect. So therefore, the Torah gave that leeway to the Chacham of Hefke Beis and Hefke L'Sos. They gave him the leeway to play around a little bit to protect sometimes people's interests. So they had to be very, very careful, because sometimes when you protect one set of interests, you end up, you know, impacting others. So we find that in convenient moments all the time. On the one hand, you know, shall tittle dos befei lovim. You know, we want to make sure people are going to be willing to lend money. On the other hand, we don't want to make it too difficult for the people who have to borrow money. You know, like subas, like the husband and the wife. You know, we want to up the rights of the wife a little bit. On the other hand, we don't want the husband not to want to get married. So we have to play a little bit to make it the perfect mix. So over here, they had to be misakir ches gibushav, or else it's going to be impossible for anyone to be masakir karaka. On the other hand, they threw in machor as an offset, as a simple way to prevent this from getting out of hand. But this is all a level of midrash, because then I tell you there's no raya here whatsoever. That's machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh. So the Ketzos, I don't remember when I put this on the Maamar Kodesh, this part of the Ketzos. Could be I didn't put this on. Oh, yeah, it's 8 in the Rambam. Where the Ketzos dug up a Rambam, and he claims that the Rambam buys into this rush also. Now, the problem is the Rambam doesn't say anything. The Rambam doesn't pose the question, really. The Rambam just quotes the din. But there's a way the Rambam presents, you have to read into the Rambam, you can get a glimpse, you get a little bit of an indication from the Rambam that he was closer to the rush's model than the Rambam's model. So in the end of this Ketzos that's underlined, he quotes the Rambam in Perkei Aleph, Pichus Toim, V'nitin Halacha Beis, where the Rambam writes that after a person was machzik for Gibel Shonim, and the Bar Kama didn't open up his mouth, the Bar Kama loses. That's the din, right? Fresh Mishnayos. Why does the Bar Kama lose for not being Moichem? So the Rambam writes, we say to him, Hoyav lo machisa, atayv sadat al atzbecha. Because the Beis Din looks at the Markam and says, you should have opened up your mouth. Where were you? You missed the boat. Therefore you lose. So the Ketzos is very sensitive to that Lashon HaRambam. Is that really what we say to the guy? We put our arm around and say, you just lost your field. Because you should have spoken. And therefore you were massive but not speaking. Is that the proper Lashon? Is that the way to describe what really happened here? So comes the Ketzos and says that according to the Ramban, his not speaking is not, he was mafsid ayadei kach. He had a certain schus to speak, and he didn't speak, and therefore he lost. Is that really what the not speaking does? What is the not speaking according to the Ramban? That's a hefsid of a schus? What does lo mechisa mean?
Not using
a loud. Hayu velo mechisa. Nizbar elonu shato shakran. Nizbar elonu shahu kones asode. The imachor is the engine that's driving the chazoka. That's the right. That's the bir advar. That's the basis of the Natayus Paschim based on. Atayv satal atzmachas a loshel. We say to a guy, you had a certain schos in din. You were sleeping. You snooze, you lose. You didn't talk up when you should have. If satal atzmachas. So that makes sense according to the Rush. Because according to the Rush, what happened? There's no riot anything. The whole thing is made up by, the whole thing is a fake in the Torah. But Chazal instituted multiple zchuyos for the two parties. There's a zchus of the machzik to sit on the field with Eidim for 2 years. I'm sorry, for 3 years. And once he does that, that's his zchus. And what's the zchus? What rights What protection clause is built into the system for the Cheses Bar Kama? What is he supposed to do?
Speak up.
What's to speak up? And if he doesn't speak up, what did he do? He just, he lost what was coming to be. He had that ability to talk up and he lost it. So he lost his chus. And therefore the Tachanas Chacham kicks in, that gives it to the other party. So he's not talking up. That's not the engine driving the chazakah. His not talking up was not using the proper vehicle that Chazal built into the system to protect his own rights, which he chose not to protect. He chose not to buy the insurance policy. So at Taifsata, lots of he chose not to protect himself. So says the Ktzais, the nuance. I'm sure Ktzais has to read a Rambam like this. Most people would have even read the Rambam, and they would have gone right over them. But the Ktzais was bedayik for the Lashon Rambam. Ktzata lots of it's more in sync with the Rosh's model than is the Rambam's model. So bottom line is, whether you like this Dik of the Rambam, you don't want to agree with the Dik of the Rambam, the Rosh is zikr against the Rambam. No shy about the Rosh is Tchas Chachamim. He's not talking the same language as the Rambam. So we have a running machlokes like in the Rambam, the Rosh. What is the engine ultimately driving the Chesed? We'll show them in the world of post-Tochei Usha, post-Rava, time number one. And the only thing that really matters, the Elam Rava, the final word is what really only matters. What was that final word? It's interesting because remember, when Rava formulates his second approach, he introduces it with a famous word. What's the word?
Ella.
Ella always means, what I said before, I'm changing. Right? So what am I changing? According to the Rush, what am I changing? Changing the world. Before, I was talking to Deraisas, Roves. And now, you toss that out the window. And now I'm talking to Chalas HaChamims. That's a pretty big Ella. According to Rabban, what's the Ella? Before I was talking roves, and I'm also talking roves. What's the Ella? There's still a big change. What's the change?
Contradictory roves.
That's also true. What else changed? Something also in the rove itself changed radically. Up until the Ella, how long did it take to create that rove?
3 years.
Post the world of Ella, how long does it take to create that rove? It just happened. You lost it. Terrifying. It happens in a second. The guy eats an apple, you're done. History's over. We're not necessarily going to possibly base that role because we have contradictory roles right now, but something big changed. There was a big, big change in attitude with the word Ella. So it's a nuance. We're reading the Gemara, right? We're learning Chavtas about Baba Basa. Who we have read the Gemara. You saw the word Ella? The word Ella means something. It means something very different according to the Rosh than it does according to the Ramban. So now, we have this book like this. We have to go to the laboratory. What's the laboratory perches about? Can I see what's going on? My eye. Who's right? Uriah from Ramana for the Rush. So it's a Gemara tucked away in the seventh of the Marmakimus that most people would have thought has nothing to do with this topic. My mission in a million years has to do with this topic. You got to first learn five lots in Chesed about them, about Migos the Mafreyas, and about Naskat Rav Yabes, and Rav Sharshuds, and Shnei Kidehidim, a whole year of learning. And then, if you're still around by then, by Daf Lamed Vav, all of a sudden you bump into this seemingly innocent Gemara that's really irrelevant to our discussion, and all of a sudden the Tzais discovered this Gemara, and he says, this is the Gemara that's going to be this is going to be it. This is the key to the entire Sugya. And Daf Lamed Vav Amalaf. Avodim Yeshtem Chazocha. There's a whole discussion about, is there a chazaka for an Eved Kenani? Because we know that Reuven used to own this Eved Kenani, and now this Eved Kenani is in Shimon's domain, sitting around Shimon's field right now, and Shimon's claiming that he bought it from Reuven. So the Gemara gets into very, very intricate, very important, intricate questions about the sin called Geidus Enam Chazaka. But usually the rule is, whatever's Tachas Yadi belongs to me, right? Let's say if I claim this is my hat, and Jeremy claims, no, it's his hat. Well, I get to keep it, right? It's my hat. That's Buchs, right? Even though we know for a fact that Jeremy owned it in the past, it was his hat yesterday. You know it was there yesterday, but I still get to keep it. Why?
Because
it's my domain, and for me to claim that it's not mine, we have to make a preposterous claim. What's that preposterous claim? what gives teeth to that muchzakas? If my muchzak claim is not right, what am I really being accused of? Stealing. So, b'ganvil, that's not on the screen. We don't assume people are ganav. So therefore, muchzak is really, really good. One day, if I'm holding on to something that we know you owned it until very recently, and now I'm claiming that I bought it, but there's another possibility out there. Not that I bought it, not that I stole it. What's the other possibility? It walked on its own. That's called Gaidrus. Gidros Tonulu, right? It's animals. So it was a whole question. Wait a second. I claim I bought the sheep, and we know that this morning the sheep belonged to you. Is that really muksuk? The law pashut that's muksuk. Because my holding on to the sheep is not a right, that it's my sheep. Normally, when I hold on to, by the fact that I'm holding on to it, that's muksa. But it's the raya. That's the greatest raya that it's mine. Because otherwise, how did I get it? I must have stolen it. People don't steal. But if it's a type of an item that there's that third possibility to walk on its own, that undermines the whole pasha of muksa. So Gemara begins a whole discussion about this avodim, about maybe holding on to an evidence is not a raya to anything. Because the evidence may have walked on its own. And the Gemara says, you're right. But it's a kadra muta barisa. If it's a little baby evidence, so then yesh to chazak li'altar. Then it's based like any other metalpolin. Even Avon Hukshul Kakos, don't ask me that kasha. Toys says the kasha, come on, it's not a kasha. I mean, Toys says it's not a kasha. Toys himself says it's not a kasha. That has nothing to do with these klalim. Avon Hukshul Kakos has to do with Omno, with Shmuas, with Shomrim. We're talking about Tachlis, an Ebed, does it have a Mukhzokas on it? So even though an Ebed is Dino Kakaraka, it can be Mukhzok on an Ebed. It's hard to be Mukhzok on an Ebed because it's like a sheep that can walk around, but if it's Mutu Barisa, it can't walk around. And therefore, there is mukzakos on an evidence. So the bottom line is, the Gemara concludes, have two blad here, it's two lines here, there is a pasha, it's a sugya of mukzakos on an evidence. So now, here's the following interrogation. We know that until yesterday you were the owner of this every cousin. The baby ever can't walk on its own. We know you were the owner. I agree you were the owner. And now I claim I bought the evidence from you. What does the Gemara say? I win. Right? So I stay the Gemara, I win. The parish of Muxa kicks in, I win. Finished.
There's no problem in 3 years where it's going to show me the
shtar. You don't need 3 years. You don't need 3 years. You must be fair. Yeshua is only out. You don't need 3 years.
And the shtar.
That's the kasha. So let's try to formulate the kasha. I'm reading this Gemara. Is this Gemara trouble you? I see it troubles Mr. Baum greatly, and he's right. I want to say two words in favor of the Chesed Bar Kama. I'm now representing the Chesed Bar Kama right now. I have two words to say to you, Mr. Muchzak. I agree to you that you have Muchzak on the seven. I got it. I have two words to say to you. What are they? Achrishtach with the shtar. Avadim and Nikne with the shtar. Most people sell Avadim with the shtar. Achrishtach. Can somebody, I want you to formulate properly what that kasha is. It's a kasha in the Gemara. It's a Ktsaisis Kasha on the Gemara. Ktsaisis Tzibukuf Mem Sukkot and Beis Kasha on the Gemara. Ach Vishtar. What does that mean? So let's go back to the drawing board. Where do we have a Mokor that Ach Vishtar is a legitimate counterclaim? Where do we have it? Our Sugya, Chesed Gimel Shalom. What is that legitimate counterclaim of Ach Vishtar? Let's walk it through the two Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rosh. According to the Rosh, we'll go backwards. According to the Rosh, what is Achvish Darcha? It's a Tekanes Chachamim that was made to protect the interests of the Marakama, right? To offset the Tekanes Chachamim of Ches Gibushan that was made to protect the interests of the Machzik. Do we have any precedent that Achvish Darcha means anything in the world of their Isis? Is there any real solid proof according to the Rosh Achvish Darcha means anything truly? We have no press on Qs and Shaz. There's only one sugi that says Achvish Darcha. Chavtas Ar Gemara. It's Achvish Darcha. Shana Rishona Adam Nizam Bishtar. Shana Shni Adam Nizam Bishtar. This is the title for Achvish Darcha. So the only mocker in Allah Shaz, Allah, Kamatar Kula of Achvish Darcha is our sugi. And according to the Rosh, it's a joke. It just means It's the schus. It's like the Rambam. Atayv sadata. Right? It's a schus. It's a schus to say after shtarcha. It's the time of achri shtarcha. But we have no reason to believe achri shtarcha really proves anything. There's a 98% chance that he probably didn't buy because we're not doing math anymore. We finished math already. Barak graduated, no more math anymore. This is just didim derabanan takanas. We're into doing one thing for the time is this guy, another thing for the time is the other guy, and shun. There's no math, there's no raise. So if that's true, the Rush is right, I understand fully well what achri shtarcha does not rear its head on daf lamed vav. You know why? Because on daf lamed vav, why does the person who has the Eved Tachas Yadoi win? Is that a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan, the fact that he wins that Eved? D'Oraisa, D'Rabbanan. What does he have? What's his Koyach to win that Eved? Tell me about it. Don't just say Chazok. Chazok means so many different things. He's a what?
He's a Muchzok.
He's a Muchzok. A Muchzok of Araya. Even the Rush agrees, is also derabanan. Nothing's derais anymore. The Rush just said that Cheses Gimushan is derabanan. Why? Because the intro to Baba Bas, the third prayer, was there's no such thing as Muchzok and Karka. Remember? There was a reason why I gave you that introduction, because it's going to keep on coming back to us. There is no derais in the way of proving ownership and Karka short of Eidin. Because Muchzok doesn't prove, doesn't exist by Karka. So with the Rabbanan, they instantly made up a new thing called Cheses Gimushanim, and they gave the Koyach of Achri Shtarcha to unravel that. But when there's Muchzok D'Oraisa, it's by Yevam Min HaTorah. Mish Rabbeinu Kesof Dezoy. Mibal Dvarmi Yisholayt Mami Kosvaru Vada Nevad. It's my Yevam Min HaTorah. You're going to open up your big mouth and you say, no, where's the Shtar? It's the Shtar. I don't know. I couldn't kill us with the Shtar. What is my Nalem Yishtar? How does that detract from my Mechzokos Min HaTorah? So according to the Rush, this Gemara Daf Lamed Vav reads like a charm. Why is Achri Shtarcha Pir Chavtes and Lamed Vav? The answer is this question, why? Because in one place, Achri Shtarcha is just a simple Zchus of a Taina Kenegin Ashir Rabbanan, where to undermine, to serve the role to undermine a Mechzok is ridiculous. Frektik Tzais, the Husu of the Tzais inside, the 8th in Mamakov, someone saw it? Where's the Tzais? Where's the Tzais? 9th in Mamakov. Here's the Tzais. But according to the Ramban, who says that eating fruit for 10 minutes is a raya brura min haTorah that passes the muster of the test of a Ryan based in Shemesh Rabbeinu. The Afal Tichein, the counterclaim, the countertain of Achri Shtarcha, presents a rove that beats it and forces a tie. You have two roves just self-destruct, just killed each other. So you see that Achri Shtarcha and Daf Chavtes, according to Rabban, is a deraisa dika counterclaim. It can undermine a deraisa dika rove of most people are not quiet when people eat their fruit. Frek the Tzais, according to the Ramban, the same end of Chavtes, Achri Shtarcha can destroy the rove of, it's most probably the Machzik's. Let Achri Shtarcha undermine the Muchzokos of an Eved being in your backyard. Because we have a very, very real strong precedent for Achri Shtarcha changing Tainas Min HaTorah. And who saw the Ketzais? Who saw the Ketzais? Everyone understood the Ketzais' Kual Kasha? Let's take a look at the Ketzais. 9th in Ramkans. Vigil HaMedech, the second line of the Ketzais. Second line, 9th in Ramkans. Came in the Avodah B'nei Shtara, namely Achri Shtarcha. The Lafim HaShikos of Ramban, Bechaz Zabatim, B'taim in the Chazok Shol HaShol, in the Karaka, and from the Roy Lios Cheskos on the altar, came in the Shosek Reglaim Ledover. Of the Tuch Shol HaShol Mili Achri Shtarcha. In Kien Ochen Ami Lema Achri Shtarcha, came in the Vishtaninu. So he only asks the question according to the Ramban. According to himself, the Rosh, the Rambam, all the people who say that Achri Shtarcha is a Gornish Min HaTorah, The cash doesn't get off the ground. Everyone realized, everyone chapped that? Everyone chapped when you read that to who read this Ksos and Seder? Anyone who read this Ksos and Seder, which looks like nobody, anyone who read this Ksos and Seder should have realized right away that the Ksos is only asking the cash to Lafi Das or Rabat, not Lafi Das or Rosh, which is exactly what the Ksos likes. He likes this kasha, because this kasha puts a feather in his cap that the Rosh is probably right. So Ktsoi says he's going to be intellectual, he's going to save the day for the Ramban. He doesn't think the Ramban's right, he's going to save the day. He'll be allowed to live for the Ramban also. So Ktsoi says, I'm going to dig up another Gemara. He dug up a Gemara, also has about Lamed Hamed Beis. This is like classic Ktsoi. He has one line of Gemara Choftes. He's got a line of Gemara Daf Lamed Vav. He's got a line of Gemara Lamed Hay. He's writing a whole Shekhal. He's putting together a whole puzzle, all the pieces of the puzzle, all through the eyes of the Ramban, the sheet that he didn't even like. And he starts off at Efshar. Came at the Hecha, the Dolly late son of the Piri Liyalta Abichazokta. Lominach Vishdarcha. He dug up a Gemara in Laman Hemabez and says as follows. What if, let's play out the following Dintar. Okay? Only the following Dintar. Really, really got to sit on this court, guys. Held cup like 3 day on him here. I have a Cheses Gimel Shonim. I have a Cheses Markam. I've been the owner of this field for 100 years. All of a sudden, you're sitting on the field now and eating the fruit for 3 days. Not even 3 days. One day, you're collecting the apples off the apple tree. The Edom are watching. One day, they got 365 more days to go, and then 3 times over. They got a long way to go to get this chazaka going. But they're getting started. So I'm walking down Rector Court. I see my apple tree. And you're helping yourself to a bunch of apples, and there are 2 Edom watching. I'm a nice guy. You know what I say to you? I say, you know what? Let me give you a hand. Not only do I not scream, I don't even walk away. I give you a hand. I say, wait 1 second, let me get you a basket. You don't even know how. Either I'm a tzaddik gomor, or I'm a total fool. I help you out. The Edom are watching this all on the phones. I can't really look what's happening. Not only is Sobolovsky not screaming, he's assisting the supposed, we don't know who this guy is. This guy's helping himself to apples. He's helping the goslin. Now it comes to Beis Din. So a week later, I take you to Beis Din and I say, get out of here. Get lost. The guy's been back from the field for the last week. Every day he's coming for more apples. I say, get lost. And you turn around and say, I have Edom that had Achilles Peiros. I said, how long do you have Achilles Peiros for? 1 hour. Allah is Cheskim Moshon. You know what the Gemara says? You know who wins? Who's the you? The guy's eating the fruit wins. Because the only time you need 3 years is if everything was neutral. But if the Baldover himself, the Marakan himself, went ahead and helped the guy collect the apples and walk away with the apples, he didn't charge for the apples. I didn't make a statement to them and say, I'm a nice guy, it's really my field, I'm just being a Baltzadok, let him give up. No. The guy's going in, the guy comes in there with his trucks to collect the apples. The guy comes in, Johnny Appleseed Company, the guy's coming in with the overalls. He's going to take off my whole parnasa. He's taking over. He's walking and harvesting my entire grain. The grain's been planted in the grain 6 months ago. The guy's coming in one day, picking up everything, and I'm helping him collect the grain. So he must say, that's it. La'al tavi chazoka, dole peiri. It's right away. I asked you kasha, no? What's the kasha in the Gemara? What's the kasha in the Gemara? Lev Mishtarcha. Wasn't Lev Mishtarcha unbelievable? Lev Mishtarcha knocked off the robe. Why did Lev Mishtarcha knock this on? Also out of the box.
But here he went to help.
So comes the Ktzois and says, Al Korchach, the Bira Dover is as follows. Ktzois says, he's reading this, come on. Most people, by the time they get to Lav Nehei and Bambasa, they are so wiped out. But they don't even bother analyzing. Yeah, the Gemara said it works, but let's go to the next thing. The Ktzois sat to 176 blad of Bambasa, and every single word, and every single line, and every single kash, every single nuance, he measured everything against Rambans, and against Rushes, against Rose, and against Barakams. Everything has to make sense. Every single Nakuta has to make sense. And what he didn't understand, he asked his brother, and his brother didn't understand, he asked him, and they worked it out, they schmoozed it out together. I mean, this is all he did. And in between, but he had a few free minutes, he wrote out in Lewin's also on Kedushin, you know, and he touched up for Sheikh Schmeitzer, worked from 5 and 7 or 8 years old, you know, but this is the bulk of his life, just thinking, reading through these Gemaras and trying to figure out, what am I going to put to the Ktzois? So the Ktzois says, Akorachach, what do you see? You say it from the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey? 2 lines to the bottom, the ninth member comes from the Hecha, the Ika Raya Gedola, Leyamin and Afrishtacha. The Davke Hecha, the Lake Raya Burukal Kachu, the Amru Achve. Afrishtacha is Gewaldik against a mediocre Raya. What's a mediocre Raya? You've been eating my fruit for 6 months and you haven't said anything. That's a pretty good raya. According to Ramban, that's actually the rice sticker raya. Ach, Mishtachin can destroy that. But if you've been eating my fruit and I've been helping you, that ups the ante. That raya is a raya. What do you call a raya? Gedela. Raya Gedela be yaiser. Ach, Mishtachin can't touch that. Can someone please put that into words for me? Put it into lumpish categories? I don't know what the word Gedela means. You'll put it into categories for me, everybody say. What? What is the Ktzai saying? What is the Ktzai saying? Hadol elef avdolus of an animal farm. The last scene of Animal Farm. Come on, I never read it. I mean, I read the book 50 years ago. Yeah. Everyone's equal, some more equal than others. All rows are equal, except some rows are more equal than others. Not every clash of rows is a stalemate. You could have a rove that is so powerful, it's going to overcome what would otherwise have been a rove. It was a rove. Moshe Rabbeinu would have signed off on this rove. But if it's coming against a rove that come on. You could be major league player, but come on. You know, you're a great pitcher. You're Gewaldig. But you're not going to strike out. I don't know. We're not going to strike out. Give me a guy.
Willie Mays.
There you go, Willie Mays. Okay, you're not going to strike out Willie Mays. Okay? Just stop it. It's not happening. You probably struck out sometimes. You need a guy who doesn't strike out. You're not going to. You're a great player, Gewaldig. You're great. You're good against, I don't know, give me someone a little more mediocre player. What? Nobody?
Cal Ripken
Jr. Oh, come on. Give me Buddy Harrelson, shortstop for the New York Mets. Come on, he batted 223. Come on, man. A guy, him you can strike out. Dave Kingman. Remember Dave Kingman in his heyday? Oh, come on, Dave Kingman. There was a 50-50 chance. Either he hit the ball 700 feet or he missed the ball by 700 feet. There was nothing else happened in between, right? Remember that? Remember that swing? Close his eyes and hope for the best. And they loved him in Shea Stadium. You know why? Because that was the only thing they could ever cheer about. Otherwise, it was just, there was nothing to cheer about. Typical game in Shea Stadium was. It was 0-0 to the bottom of the ninth, and then they lost it 1-0. That was it. Happened every time. Great pitching, and that's what happened every single time. Limit how long time, see if we can carry the day. Right, Mr. Brown, remember those days? The old 70s, tough days.
Yeah,
brings back tough memories. Okay, what's that? Right, no, a little out of the back to me. Havdil Helif Abdallah was Zuck the Heligat Balakzais. That Achvesh Tarcha is a pretty good rove. It meets the barometer for roves. And therefore, it can hold its own against the rove of, well, most people are Moicha. immediately. And if you weren't Meicha, then you probably sold it. Probably. This probably could be Deicha that probably. And therefore the roads cancel, negate each other, and you're back to Chesmar Kama, and you lose. But what Achli Shtaracha can't touch, says the Tzais, is the following road. Most people would not assist a person in stealing their fruits. That is such an unbelievable rove. And if you really want to get fancy, you may want to even put that into the category of chayodams, roves. That may even be better than just roves. That may be vadosis already. Chazok al ha'odama. Excise doesn't go down that route, but I'm going to call it that. Chazok al ha'odam she'enim esayel like Aslan. And therefore, that's almost like not even latest to Suffolk anymore. It's Raya G'doyla Admoid. Says the Ketzais. You have an Eved, Katan, Mutabarisa, he's not walking anywhere. Sitting in your house. How did Eved get there? Is a robe that it's your Eved? What is it? It's an unbelievable robe. Because if it's not true that it got there, but you're buying that Eved, there's no way the Eved doesn't walk. It's 2 months old, so it didn't crawl here. And the Gemara opens the possibility where it says maybe the mother bought it, forgot it. The Gemara says mothers don't forget babies. That didn't happen. So there's only one way to explain how this Eved got here, or two ways to explain. One is to say you stole him. From a year that's still in heaven. So what's the answer? Ich bin muchsagon, I bought it. Raya gedoyla noid. You want to offset a raya gedoyla noid but the achli shtarcha? That's not going to work. Just as the Gemara says that achli shtarcha doesn't play a role when the supposed meich and the chesmer kama help with the fruit, achli shtarcha doesn't negate that role because that's a role hagadol b'yaisar. The rove of Achlis Shtaracha cannot negate the Muchzokas either. That's the Ketzais. We stand for the Gemara Ketzais. Who likes this? Gemara Ketzais from Ketzais. Kasha, Teretz. You had a Ravan and a Rosh and a Kasha from Evan and a Teretz. Gemara, beautiful.
Re-equating the roves of mothers not leaving go with their babies?
No, the mothers and the babies, forget about it. He's equating the Muchzokas. He said, Muchzokas is such a Raya Gedoyla. I threw in the Rove Gedoyla. Raya, we'll stick to the Christmas. Raya Gedoyla Admoi.
It seems like Gazlan's helping. Gazlan is a stronger Rove than.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing.
Just a Raya Gedoyla, which is just Lashon.
Yeah.
So, what, it's like Eshel Avar. You say after Sharcha. Like, if it's a.
No. Sometimes people lose stars. Achmi Shtar is not an absolute. Achmi Shtar, the guy says, I lost the star. It's unlikely, but possible. So we have two unlikely events. It's unlikely to say a guy stole. It's unlikely to say the guy lost the shtar. Which is the least unlikely of the two? So we have a right. Usually, Achli Shtaracha just negates, stalemate. Here, it overrides. And that's the right he has from the papers.
It doesn't have to be the rove of the Venus Adam.
Yeah, whatever it is, yeah. I just threw it in for good luck, because I know you guys like the Venus Adam. So. So, offer on the tachas kapus raglov shalabalach tzois. But l'chayra, we have to make two hours on the tzois. Lefini is daiti the raya of the tzois from the helping of the meicher with the helping the other guy take the fruit is b'chol not a raya. It's not a right to just decide that Achli Shtaracha could be dismantled with a strong or powerful rive. That's the reason for the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hey. The reason why the Chazaka happens right away because the guy helped with the fruit. I helped him. I brought in the plow. I brought in the truck to collect the grain. The reason why I lose it because. Because now there's a gewaltig rove that I most probably really did sell it because most people don't do that and therefore there's a cancel of the rove. That's the reason why? Really? That's the reason for the din. Anyone bother looking up the Gemara? The Gemara gives the din, and you know what the Rashbam says on the din? Where's the Gemara? Lamed Hamid Beis? Where's that? V'idolei le'iu gufei tzad deper li'alta v'chazoka. You know why? Uchameide shemochaloi dami. The Rashbam did not call that a rove by any stretch of the imagination. The Rashbam said it's much more than a rove. You know what it is? Give me a name. Remember, I don't want to hear about the buckets of fruit. I want to hear halachic terms. I want halachic principles and categories. You know what's really happening? Based on pasuk and based on what halachic principle? Hold on, it's about din kenegdim dami. B'chameidim l'dam, zoi shteitim Rashbam. Asher yomar kiyuzeh, that's the pasuk that's unraveling. The ach v'shtarcha. Ach v'shtarcha is a gevaldik arayv. But there's hold on, it's about din against it. Two eidim. You made him, though. You have 2-8 against the row. Big toss up. Who's going to win? How does that Gemara about Peiros have any relevance to this discussion? The Tzais is entitled to his shot in the Gemara. He can say his own beer, whatever he wants, but that's not what it says in the Rashbam. So it already gets us a little bit nervous. If we're building a whole shtickle Torah of one row, super row, against another row, basically that Gemara, and that Gemara is such an easy way out, we already started to get a little weary about this.
You said the Rashbam will hold like the Rosh?
No, I'm saying the Rosh. All I'm quoting is Rashbam is saying that the Tzais says the answer lies in this otherwise cryptic Gemara that nobody understands. Nobody understands, but the Rashbam gave a different shot. The Rashbam said nothing to do with robes, counteracting robes. No big robes, little robes. Big fat robes, little skinny robes. Nothing to do with robes. That's to do with those buttons. It's a different language we've got. Rabbi Say, I have a much more difficult problem with the Ktzaisis Kasha Mitchila. I don't understand the Kasha Mitchila. What was the premise of the Ktzaisis Kasha? We find, according to the worldview of the Ramban, Vashtet in Vavasach of Tesla and Aleph, that Achvishtarach is an unbelievable thing. It could kill and destroy roves. So just to kill and destroy roves, that a good rove is Minatoyra, it's a good rove Minatoyra. And it's going to be destroyed and counteracted by Ach Mishtarcha. Let Ach Mishtarcha destroy Mokhsev also. That was the premise of the Kasha, right? I have a cloud on this in the Kasha. In Baba Basu Chavtas, what's giving the Koyach to the machzik as a peiros to win a rove? That's what the Ramban said. Reclaim the dover. The Ramban said reclaim the dover. He didn't mix any words. That means rove, most likely. So there was a rove that was giving it to the eichas a peiros, and now Chazal realized, hey, wait a second. There's another rove. It's counteracting. What are you doing? You have two roves clash. What do you have to aid in that clash? Two sets of aid, what do you do? You throw them both out the window. And what's left? Chaz Mar Kamen, you give it to the Mar Kamen. Right? Who goes to the Mar Kamen? In the case of the Eved, the Rove of Achvishtarcha is going up against what? Is that going up against the Rove? Don't forget, there's no muchzik on karka. But Evan is not the karka for these dinim. Evan is the top one for these dinim. As I stated, that's the fairish. So we're muchzik. So you're achvishtarcha by screaming, what do you mean? How dare you hold on to this Evan? This Evan belongs to me. And I'll prove to you this Evan belongs to me. Where's the star? Echaberov. But it's been a muchzuk. So what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do? How dare you coming to me with an ach b'shtarcha, which is a rov, trying to take away from my mukzakus? I'm going to yell back at you, you know what? What gemara am I going to pull out of my hat against you? You're coming with the rov to be motzi b'dei mukzak. And I'm coming with a rov. Who do you think you want to take this away from me? I don't understand what the Ketzai's kasha was. The Rabban, all the Rabban said is that Rov beats out Rov. Vish take the Rabban, Rov beats out Muxuk. How can Rov beat out Muxuk? This is for Ach, Vish Tach beat out Muxuk. So, I'm not the first one to ask this kasha. Rabbi Chanan asks this kasha. I had a lot of trouble reading it, truthfully. In the bottom of the notes, in the bottom of the Ketzai's, they tell you to look at this Rabbi Chanan. And they say this is what he asked. I read it a few times. I couldn't exactly understand that's what he was asking, but I think that's what he was asking. But the, whether Rabbi Chanan meant to ask this kasha, it's such an obvious, such a blatant kasha. No, it's not a partial kasha. I don't understand what the kasha was. Ketzai's turned the world upside down, came up with this idea of roves, big roves, little roves, heavy roves, light roves. Dug up a gemara about payrus, which the Rishbam already says is not a raya. And the whole premise of the kasha, I didn't understand. I don't know, I'm missing something here. But this kasha has been like bothering the yeshiva world for the last 200 years. This has been like the hot topic in the other yeshivas. This kasha the Ketzai's. So remember, the Ketzai's in his back of his mind, you know, he loved the Ramban, but not in the sugi. You know, he wasn't so to freedom with the Ramban's behalf in the sugi. He thought the Russian and Ramban were the emes. But he did, you know, he was in Isha Emes, the Hedek Ketzai, so he thought a kasha for the Ramban. He's not going to leave the Ramban high and dry. So he came up with what he thought was a good teretz. And we're suggesting maybe the kasha wasn't even a kasha. But at the end of the day, the Ketzai was not so, didn't lose too much sleep over this, because in the end, he wasn't so convinced the Ramban was right in the first place. But others got really, 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 really upset about this kasha. Really, really lost a lot of sleep over this kasha. And again, somehow, Ardechir the Kasha, they didn't, and I'm still missing that piece of information, why? But within the world of those who thought this was a good Kasha, there are others who went back to the drawing board, who went back to the Ramban, and said, you know the Kasha is such a good Kasha? We're not sure the Ramban said what has been believed that the Ramban's been saying for the last 100 years. The Ketzai was the one who popularized this Ramban, there's no question about it. So he's dug up this Ramban. It's not even here in the Chavtes. It's tucked away in the Mendez. So most yeshivas never made it to the Mendez. So the Ketzai's popularized this Ramban. He's the one who presented the Ramban against the Rosh. This is the opening shiur klali. Every yeshiva talks about the Ramban and the Rosh first day. It's a chesed atim. Took us 2 weeks to talk about it. But this is the opening sugya, basically. And there's some Gedolei Acharonim who went back to the Ramban. And they said, you know, we're not so sure what I've been telling you for the last hour plus is right. I presented to you this model of the Ramban, that there's a robe right away, and then there's a Achvishtach, which is robe, it counteracts the robe, the whole Chagadja. There is a totally, completely different way of reading this Ramban. If you read the Ramban in the second way, then this whole kasha never even gets up to ground. So, you know, cliffhanger on that one. So we have to hopefully have to show on Sunday. Not Sunday, Monday. When they go back to Ramban, hopefully. Achrin, Zeis Chanukah. That's what they say. The Lishpashi Yeshiva, you know what they call Zeis Chanukah? Right? The Chassidim, Zeis Chanukah. Zeis Chanukah is, all the parties are over already. Everyone's ready. Shenken Nick with the latkes. Enough with the jelly donuts. Everyone's finished dancing. And what do you do on the last day of Chanukah? No more parties. What do you do? Go back to the Mishpanish. Zoytz Chanukah. You want to know what the Emes Chanukah is? The real Chanukah is this. Let's go back to the Mishpanish. That's the Zoytz Chanukah. So hopefully it's Shema Monday. We have to go back to the last day of Chanukah and try to figure out if the Ramban did it or not. So now a little bit of words. The Mechidah for service before. The Chumash.